Hi, I'm Al Majoros. I am a three-year cancer survivor. My blog, The Cancer Warrior, is one of the top 10 breast cancer blogs, according to blogs.com. I'm here to bring a fresh, upbeat perspective to a topic that to some may seem scary. A positive mental attitude got me through my cancer, and I hope to share that with you. Today we're talking breast cancer awareness. We're talking to Rob of Project Boobies. How are you today, Rob?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Excellent. Now, I know a lot of people get upset about, you know, boobies and calling them tatas and everything, but I'm all for any kind of awareness. So,
here's the way I look at that, just in that topic.
Yes.
I understand how some people aren't excited when you go that direction, but it's a name that sticks with you. And my goal is to have people remember the name, remember what we're trying to do, because hopefully they come to our website and they learn about breast cancer.
Right.
Everybody can learn about it.
So tell me how you founded Project Boobies. Why did you come up with that name and that kind of good stuff?
The Project Boobies kind of comes in two pieces.
Okay.
So our company, the day job of my company, which I'm not going to spend time on, is a web development company.
Okay.
So Kokolulu, which is the cancer charity, a cancer retreat that we came into on a business side, was basically ripped off by some web designers.
And for people who don't know, Kokolulu is a free cancer retreat in Hawaii.
They are a free cancer retreat in Hawaii, correct. They came to us because somebody had started their website, they had spent thousands of dollars, and came to us, and we helped them finish the website that somebody else did. I mean, for somebody to rip off a cancer charity is unbelievable, but I guess that's just how things go sometimes. And pretty much from that day on, I have become a volunteer for them through Arizona Web Experts to market for them online, mm-hmm. helping them use Twitter and other things. And knowing that we had other resources that our company could do, we decided to create T-shirts as a way to help generate charity donations for Kokolulu Farm and cancer retreats. And so that's a little bit about how it started. You know, there's a lot of details within it.
Right.
If you would like me to go into that, I can very easily do that in terms of how we created it.
Yeah, I'd like to know how you created and your the hands and the pink ribbon on the finger and all that good stuff.
So what we did, and again, one thing I probably didn't mention, there are so many different companies out there that do T-shirts,
yes.
and other things,
mm-hmm.
and they donate 3%, they donate 5%, which is great.
Oh, yes.
And I worked in corporate positions in marketing, and I've been on the brand side of incorporating that. But I thought, you know what, there's a different way to do this. And so we set up our business that starts donating 10%. The more we sell, the more we donate. So ultimately, our goal is to be donating 50% of our profits to Kokolulu, because it'll be a community of people that will help us get there.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we did in creating Project Boobies, starting with the name, from my life in corporate America, all new projects are named Project something or other.
Right.
Project Hercules, Project whatever, so that in a weird sort of way, people could discuss projects, but yet not let anybody know what they're talking about. I guess it's Dilbert, but that's just how corporate America works sometimes.
Well, they do that with TV shows as well. Oh,
absolutely. They call it different pilots. And we decided to use project as an ironic term because it was a new project for us, but yet we wanted everybody to know about it. So that's how we use project in front of boobies, and we kind of discussed different ways to go about it, and we didn't want to sound like somebody else, so we felt like that was kind of different from others.
Okay.
The other part that was different from others is the charity that we focus on, and again, it's Kokolulu Farm and Cancer Retreats.
Mm-hmm.
They help with the mental side of the cancer battle.
Yes, which is, it's for a cancer survivor, that's one of the hardest things to deal with, and often overlooked, I would
say.
And
if you look at a lot of the other products in the marketplace, their goal is on research.
Right.
So I felt like that was a place where I couldn't really add any value. And so when we saw this as a unique opportunity, that's where we went to. And we wanted to focus on prevention,
mm-hmm.
from the product. So here's what we did. We created a logo, and you can see this logo on projectboobies.com,
right.
which is two hands. those hands are our 14-year-old daughter's hands. Now, thank God, she doesn't have cancer. She's perfectly healthy.
Good.
But from our standpoint, the two hands and her hands as a 14-year-old are because it's never too early to get to know your body.
That's true. Very
it's
true.
Not just breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's so many different things that, we overlook because we're too busy in our days or we just think, that's nothing.
Well, I think it's funny when people say, well, I don't have time to go to the doctor. I'll tell you, you don't have time for cancer either because that just takes years out of your life.
Exactly. The procrastination will ultimately get you in the end.
Yes.
So we used her hands, and the hands are placed strategically on the chest to clearly communicate doing self-breast exams.
On the boobies, I'll say it.
Absolutely, right on the boobies. To do self-breast exams, because that's your first-line defense.
Yes.
You know, the most important thing, you know, string of most important things with breast cancer is the sooner you find it, the better off you're going to be. So if you do your self-exams, if you're aware of any changes in your body, that's the way, you know, if you're unfortunate enough to get cancer,
right,
the way to get help quickly and increase your survival chances significantly. On the logo, then, is a breast cancer ribbon tied around the finger.
Yes.
In the old days, it used to be tie a string around your pinky or around a finger to remember that you're supposed to pick up milk or eggs or butter at the grocery store.
Yes.
You know, those are more grandparents' kind of days or beyond that. But, you know, that kind of tradition was in my mind. So that's why in the design we wrapped around the finger the breast cancer ribbon.
So for the women, it says, I grab a feel so cancer can't steal. And what does it say for the men's shirts?
The men's shirts, because there is male and female shirts, the men's shirts above that say official volunteer. We have a sense of humor.
Yes.
And we spend a lot of time on Twitter and on Facebook talking to people, and we find that, you know, because it's not a fun topic.
No, there's not. No
two ways to get around it, but we try to address it because actually one of the tools in the toolkit for a cancer survivor or anyone who has been in the hospital is humor.
Yes,
if you
exactly.
can laugh at things, wow, what a great outlook you can have from that.
Exactly, and you can also solve the I grab a feel so cancer can't steal to men because men get breast cancer as well.
Each year there's about 2,000 men in the U.S. that get breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
About 400 to 500 men die of breast cancer each
wow.
year. You know, there are, I've seen places where there are different famous people on the male side who've had it. I'm not sure, so I'm not going to name names.
Peter Kress is the only one that I know.
That's the one that I continually see, mm-hmm. and he uses his, you know, his fame as a Chris or as a Kiss band member
yes.
to do that. But it's one of those little secrets that nobody knows. And great, 2,000 isn't a big number. Well, if you're one of those 2,000,
yeah, exactly.
that's a huge number.
Exactly. And I love the fact that you use humor like, as you know, as we talked before the show, I used a lot of humor to get through my cancer. And one of the things I would always tell people is if they saw me, because I used to work out a lot, I look skinnier. So they thought I was working out. And I said, no, I have cancer. It's the best diet I ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And some people would look at me shocked. And it's just like, well, you know, if you can't laugh at it.
Right.
You know.
Well, and I've come in contact with a lot of different breast cancer survivors, and in general, I find their sense of humor to be pretty funny.
Yes,
because there are so many things that is so devastating, whether it's the chemo or mm-hmm. the other parts of the process that are just so physically devastating that, again, the sense of humor is big.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So tell me more about your organization. Like, you go for Coco-Lulu and you have the T-shirts. What else do you have going on?
Well, we just went live this fall, so mm-hmm. we just started ramping up in August. But let me tell you, there's a couple other things that we have going on now. There is a college in Iowa that we're talking with who does an annual cancer run. And what we're hoping to do or what we're going to do for them is we're going to provide them T-shirts help them auction off or sell so that they can generate money for their cancer funds. And we'll generate a little money for ourselves, for our own charity. And, you know, it's all about the shirt creating the walking billboard.
Right, exactly.
You don't have to wear the shirt to find out about, wow, what is that? Okay, that's a little goofy. Oh, I get what they're trying to say. It's self-breast exams. It's, you know,
right.
To get the point across. So we're in the process of doing that. My daughter, again, the 14-year-old, wants to have her team and other teams next year do some type of running charity where they will get donations.
Nice.
So we're already in the process of trying to ramp up either to next spring or next fall for Breast Cancer Month, you know, because I don't know if you know this, but as a breast cancer survivor, you might. Breast cancer doesn't just happen in October.
Oh, you're preaching to the choir. You know,
so
that's one thing I tell people. It's like, okay, well, pink ribbon, not, you know, as we call it, Pinktoberfest or whatever. And there's pink ribbon on toilet paper and just ridiculous things. But yeah, I was diagnosed in September.
Chicken.
Chicken? Really?
Buckets of chicken.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, that's, and your daughter's going to be doing a run not in October or?
Well, since she just came, we were just talking about the idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be too late in the cycle here.
Right.
To be able to do that. So that's something that we're going to look at for either next spring or, you know, she's on the cross country team.
Oh,
and
nice.
So maybe that's something that we end up doing next fall. In fact, she was wearing her Project Boobies T-shirt at practice one day, and a newspaper came and took their team photo, and she's wearing her Project Boobies shirt for the team photo.
Nice. So the school didn't get...
Well, that's I didn't hear anything.
Okay,
I was... with the booby bracelets and the school fury that comes from that.
Right.
I was waiting for somebody to say something, but they didn't. And in general, we're not having the kids wear them to school, but I don't really care. I wouldn't really care if they did because the topic is just too important.
Exactly. I know. And like you said, breast cancer is one of the ones that you can actually detect early, whereas the others, it's like by the time they find it, it's too late, like pancreatic cancer. You know?
Right. Right. The symptoms are so minimal in some of the other things that, you know, but breast cancer is, you know, more external, even
yes.
though there are internal ones that you can't quite feel and you need mammograms to get to. But.
Right. Exactly. So you're doing this run, and do you know what the college name is in Iowa?
The college name is Central Iowa.
Nice.
And it's a very small school. I can even pull up what the exact location is, but... Their track coach is a friend of a friend, and we knew that they were doing cancer runs in the past. So that's something that they're in the process of just, if they haven't just started selling, they will be selling soon, the shirts. And then, you know, that's one less thing for them to have to worry about in terms of shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously we can provide that for them, and, you know, we'll help them get the word out about the good things they're doing. Obviously, there's so many people doing good things, but we want to make sure as much as possible to shout from the mountaintops that here's some people who care.
Yes.
There's so many bad things on the news. You know, let's find
That's
some good
true.
Things to talk about.
Exactly. So you have your shirts and the run, and what else do you have going on? You have the silent auction. I want to know all about that.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me. One of the things that we have going on and one of the ways that we're trying to connect is – through silent auctions. And right now we have, that ends on the 25th of October,
mm-hmm.
is a Hawaiian Tropics model by the name of Cassandra Lin. She's been in some TV shows. She's been in some other places. We connected with her actually through social media. Imagine that.
Oh,
actual
surprising.
Connections through Twitter.
I wouldn't know anything about that, Rob.
Nope, nothing about, no Facebooks, no Twitter.
Nope.
So we connected with her. And she was more than gracious enough to sign a few shirts.
Excellent.
So if you go to projectboobies.com and find the auction tab, you'll find shirts signed by her. And the auction is live as we speak. And we're hoping, so if there's anybody out there that has connections to celebrities that could help us get other ones signed, 100% of those auctions goes directly to Kokolulu.
Nice.
So if there's anybody that knows celebrities, cancer-related people, mm-hmm. you know, go to our website, send
and it
us an email.
It doesn't have to be a celebrity who had cancer either.
It doesn't. It doesn't, because Cassandra Lin is 23 or 24, I believe, and
mm-hmm.
and she is not herself a cancer survivor.
Well, that's good.
But, you know, she was passionate about the topic and wanted to help out any way she could.
Excellent. Now, getting back to Kokolulu, have you visited their retreat?
You know, I haven't had a chance to do that, but Hawaii has a special place in our hearts since my wife and I honeymooned in Maui.
Oh, nice.
And we go back to Maui every 5 years as kind of the honeymoon anniversary, kind of, if you will.
Right.
And we definitely will go out to see Karen and Lou. They're on the Big Island, if you will. And we haven't spent any time on their island, but I can't wait for the opportunity to go see them. But just to kind of give you a mental picture, mm-hmm. So they have little cottages
okay. On
this fairly remote property. And, again, what they do is they focus on the mental side, they focus on relaxation, but they focus on getting you connected with nature. So whether or not you've been to Hawaii...
I've been to Hawaii, yes.
You can, even if you haven't, you can visually see Hawaii in your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's that setting that is calming and soothing while you're doing things like yoga and some of the other techniques that they teach you and take you on nature walks and just breathe fresh air. Fresh air.
Love it. I know. You know what? I lived in Los Angeles, and when I flew to Hawaii, it was like a whole different vibe.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? And then when you fly back, it's just like, I don't know, the closer you get to the mainland, you just get more stressed and stressed. I don't. Maybe it was just Los Angeles, but...
Well, what I felt like when we lived in North L.A., I was always concerned that we were going to bounce off the brown roof across the city and crash in the ocean. You don't have that in Hawaii.
No, you don't.
Well, and these people are so nice. You've got their background is actually, I believe Lou's background was as a psychologist, maybe it was a psychiatrist, but he has the actual background to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Karen, his wife, was a nurse, and they take advantage of the things that they did in their work lives, if you will, and they bring these into their retreats. And it's, you know, it's a slice of heaven, and it's just something that is hard to put into words. And these are just the nicest people you'll ever meet.
Now, how did they get started with doing this?
Well, ultimately, it came down to they had been working, like I said, in their craft of being a nurse and being a psychiatrist or psychologist. That's what brought them to say, you know what? We've been doing this professionally. Now let's do this because we really want to. And so they left what they had been doing, and they formed their own charity and ventured off to do this. And what I can't remember is if they already own this property or if they bought this property for this.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all in. This is what these people do. They do it day in and day out. And you know, as everybody knows, the economy's not good.
No.
So. You know, that's also part of the reason why we decided to get involved. These people need charity donations.
Oh, yes.
And if you go to projectboobies.com, maybe you don't like our T-shirts. It's easy to click the button to visit Kokolulu's website, make a donation directly to them. That would make me as happy, if not more happy, than buying a T-shirt, because then all the money goes directly to them and their charity. And you can see everything about their website and all the things they do and the different retreats that they have coming up. They tend to do retreats, full retreats, about every other month.
Nice. And I'm ready to go right now, to be honest.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, get ready. You know, we're in the north, so it's going to start snowing before we know it. We're having a little break right now with 70-degree weather, but,
yes.
You know, come tomorrow, there'll be snow.
Mm-hmm. Don't remind me, Rob. That's a four-letter word.
Oh, absolutely. It's a terrible, terrible word. But and there's other ways. There's people who can't make it out there. You know, one of the things they're trying to make a connection for is airfare.
Yes.
You know, right now they can't afford to pay the airfare to get people out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know they've been trying to connect with an airline to see if there was some way to get significantly reduced fares, maybe free fares. So they're trying to make things.
And they haven't had any luck with that yet?
As of the last time I spoke with them, they had not made that connection. But, you know, these people are so busy. They've got
right. A
thousand things going on. So
wow.
I'm hoping at some point that's something that will happen. And
well, I'm hoping one of our listeners will know somebody in an airline who's been touched by cancer and say, you know what, this is a great organization and a great way to, you know, even just if it's just 2 airline tickets a year or whatever, something that would help.
Yeah, frequent flyers. Exactly. You know, I know in the old days when I used to travel too much, there were plenty of tickets that I couldn't, that I wasn't able to use. And sure, be probably a great way to help out somebody who's fighting cancer.
Exactly. I know. Frequent flyer. I'm ready to go now.
And their charity, just so I'm clear, their charity is not just breast cancer.
Right.
They are for cancer survivors. And so while the T-shirts may be breast cancer focused, if you ever connect with me on Twitter with @ProjectBoobies or the Project Boobies Facebook site, you're not going to hear us only talk about cancer. I will frequently retweet things like cancers, people who get lung cancer,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Or any variety of other cancers. We've had people say, okay, when is Project Prostate coming out or something else?
So, that would be a longer shirt or some shorts or something, right?
Exactly. There are some creative ideas that come with that, too. We care about beating cancer. It's just right now that the focus is on breast cancer.
Right. And I feel the same way as a breast cancer survivor. All the focus goes to, you know, my cancer. But you know, like I say, and friends of mine say as well, like Matt from Stupid Cancer, it's like if you treat the body as like separate parts, then you're never going to get there. But, you know, if you don't have the brain or the lungs or the skin, I mean, what good are the boobies?
Well, exactly. And you know, I mean, I think part of that is because every 3 minutes someone's diagnosed with breast cancer.
Right.
And, you know, about every 13 minutes someone dies from it. So it's the frequency of it that probably gets more attention to it. And
well, plus it's sexy.
Well, it's
sexy. Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, you think breasts, you know, you can market that. But you think lungs, you're like, oh, how can I market that?
Right.
But like you said, if you don't have lungs, and you're not really anywhere either. So
absolutely, the whole thing is the knee bone's connected to the elbow bone.
There you go.
Whatever, however that song goes, I don't remember it.
I don't remember either. Now I'm gonna have that stuck in my head all day. Thanks, Rob.
I appreciate it. That's no problem. I'm glad to help out.
So once again, we're looking for people to donate their frequent flyer miles if they want. Cassandra Lynn's celebrity signed T-shirt is available through the 25th, and we're also looking for any kind of other celebrities. You don't have to have had cancer, just be willing to sign a shirt. Is that correct, Rob?
Absolutely. We make it easy.
Yes.
You know, with the connection with Cassandra, a day or two later, we had shirts in the mail to her with a pen so that she didn't have to do anything but make an autograph and ship it back to us.
Excellent. And then Coco Lulu, you know, if you don't like the shirts, I mean, I found them on the web, too, and I was like, wow, I got to save my pennies to go to their retreat, because that's awesome.
Yes, and again, they have a more complicated URL or a domain name, so the easiest way is you should be able to remember projectboobies.com.
Exactly.
If you can get there, then there is a big prominent link on there to Coco Lulu, which will take you to their website, and you can find out all the information you could ever possibly want, with the exception of, like I said, Karen and Lou. Mm-hmm. Are just the best people you could ever run into. So don't be afraid to send them an email if you have questions. There's a phone number on there to reach them as well. And
are they on Facebook also?
They have a small Facebook account, but mm-hmm. I don't think they spend as much time on that as is spent on their Twitter account.
Okay. Yeah, they always seem to be on Twitter. And then if we want to get a hold of you, we go to projectboobies.com. What about an email if
you can go to projectboobies.com. Mm-hmm. Our email address is our motto. It's howcanwehelp@projectboobies.com.
Nice. And then you're on Twitter.
We are on Twitter, which is @projectboobies.
Nice.
And we are also, there is a Project Boobies site on Facebook that our whole family's involved in this, and my wife tends to be the person who does our Facebook work.
That sounds like my house.
We're all engaged. My son helps where there's different events where we go out and hand out business cards to people to get people to know more about us. So it's kind of a fun family activity to give back because we're so fortunate.
Right, exactly. That you haven't had cancer.
Absolutely.
And that
we're very lucky.
And that go ahead.
I was going to say, my wife's girlfriends, my wife has had several girlfriends that have had cancer. Mm. including one that we were pretty much saying goodbye to.
Wow.
And somehow she made a comeback, and we were obviously very pleased. That was when we were out in California.
Yes.
But, you
maybe,
know.
Maybe the smog kept her going, kept her alive
right.
or something.
It was a probiotic, the
yes.
smog.
Oh, it could have been like a preservative, you know.
Well, that too. Right. It could have been a disinfectant or something. I'm not sure, but...
Oh, that's funny. Well, Rob, thank you very much. I'm going to wrap up like I usually do. This is Mel Majoros. I am the Cancer Warrior. You can always follow me on Facebook, like I told Rob. Become a fan of the show on Facebook, The Cancer Warrior, on EmpowerRadio.com. I'm also on Twitter, Mel Majoros. Follow my blog, thecancerwarrior.blogspot.com. And you know what? Life looks pretty good from where I'm sitting. Sending you good vibes. It's The Cancer Warrior on EmpowerRadio.com.